You're on Daf Chof Amid Beis. The second line for when the lines start getting wide. Omar Zeiri Nishbara Mafrekes Baroiv Bosor Imo Neveira. Ziri said, Ashtik Teire, if the Mafrekes, the Shedre, Chuta Shedre, broke, Baroiv Bosor Imo, and the Bosor that is surrounding the Mafrekes, the Reichiv of the Tzavo, that Bosa also split, Nishbara, Nifsak. So it's a Nevela. Bemison, we have here two Tnoim to make it a Nevela. First of all, the Mafrekes is Nishba. But it would seem if the Bosa surrounding the Mafrekes was not Nifsak, so this Bosor is holding the Mafrekes together. It's equivalent to a person is a cast that's holding together broken bones. So the Bosor that is Makif, the Mafrekes, holds it together. But if it was Nifsak, Roy Bosor Imo, so it is not being supported by the Bosor, and the Mafrekes is Nishbar, Nevela. So Ziri said that it's a dead behemoth, a fellow that's jumping around, it's a Nevela. Let us see what Rashi says. V'roiv Bosor sha'ala Mafrekes me'acheirei atzavot. Nifsak o'imai, so the Bosor is also Nifsak, so it's not supporting the Mafrekes, Nevela. U'metame miyat, so it's metame tumis Nevela. Af al pi shehi mefachesas, even though the behemoth is jumping around. The mesa mamashi, it's dead, so it's dead. U'shchita de la'acha mikan, le'metara la midei Nevela, even though we have a klal. That a treife, one that checks that treife, even though the shchita is not mater b'achile, but it's metair midei tumis nevele. But that's dafke by a treife, there's some chias, so then shchita can be metair. But if it's nishbera mafrekes v'rei bosar imo, so the Saziri says, this behemoth is dead already, so memele, so shchita will not be metayer. Omar Abchizde Afanan Nami Tanine, so we'll see in Rashi, this is Roshlan, like this pshat in Rashi, that Abchizde is asking Akasha and Zeiri. Zeiri, why do you have to tell us this aloche? That after Nishbara Mafrekes V'roi Bosor Imo, that it's a Nevela, it's a Mishneh. The Mishneh says this Halacha. So we don't need your memory. Afana Nami Tanina, we learned this already in the Mishneh. What did we learn? Molach Besakin, a person made Malika Besakin, Mitame Begodim Abeis Abliya. Like this Halacha is that a Nivlas Hoif Toher is not metame b'mage u'b'mase, it's metame b'beis abliya. When one swallows it, it's metame. So we learned molach b'sakin. That means he did not make a proper malika with a tzipayr, and it was molach b'sakin. He cut through the mafrekes, and he also cut the simonim. So now the behem is a treifa, that's for sure, because the whole heta of being shaver the mafrekes before the chatichas ha-simonim is only if you make a proper malika with the tzipayrim. Here we made a malika with a sakin, so it's not, so zichar a treife. But if it would only be a treife, so then when he continues and he's chaitach the simonim, so it should be toyer. It should be toyer because shchita helps the tayer
a treifa mitumis nevela. Here it says, molak besakin, he made, that means he cut with a sakin mitzad oire, he went to the maprekes, and he cut the simonim, mitame begodim abesam liya. So here's a tumis nevela. So vi yamre treifa havia, if we wouldn't say like ziri, and we would say that what, that the shvira samafrekes only is matrifin, Milikosa zu ishritose. So now he's making Malika with a sakin, so this is making a shrite. Tahani la sakin letari midei nevela. So, good, so it's a treife, but let the shrites a simonim, a idei a sakin, be mitayer mitumis nevela. And it says that it is mitamitumis nevela, is a riot is the iri. That the minute you're shaver the maprekes, so it's dead already, you can't be mitaya. So he's asking a kasha and ziri, we don't need your memory, it's a mishnah. The mishnah says that shrita won't help anymore, so I write to you that it's dead. Let us see Rashi. Molak oif kochim, Besakin nevele. Narashi explains va'oichel nivlas oiftoil. If a person eats a nevele of an oiftoil, metame begodim shulavosh bishosh aboila. The begodim he is wearing bishas is boileya the nivlas oiftoil. These begodim become tame. V'loi begodim shekaidim lachem. But let's say when he's chewing this oif, nivlas oif toya, and he wears a baguette, the baguette won't become tummy. He's mekabel tumis begodov b'shas b'liya, not b'shas l'ise. So if someone tells him, Rabbi Yidya, this is a nivlas oif toya, so take off your begodim. So he takes off his begodim, then he swallows it. So then al kaponim, so the baguette that he wore b'shas l'ise, is that baguette is not Tome. V'loi begodim shekoydim lachem, v'loi begodim shelovash achashi b'meyev, and also the begodim that he's wearing after the nivlas oiftoir is b'meyev, is also not mekabel tumas begodim. The whole tumas begodim was only said b'shas pli. V'ein lo nabay nivlas oiftoir, Ve'ein lo tumas mago legamri. There's no tumas mago. Elo tumas bliya zulavato. This is a unique tuma of bliya. Ve'kula yalpina lo b'teiras kainim. How do we know this tuma? We learn out from teiras kainim. It says in posik, minevele utreifo lo yoichal letoma bo. So here it seems that the tumah comes through achila. Uchsiv nami, there's another passage. Va'nefesh eshetoichol nevelo treifa bezach ubager v'kibes begodo. Here it says he's tumah. Here the second passage says the begodim become tumah. V'rochatz b'mayim v'tumay ata oref v'toyim. Now, so here we see there's a passage, two psukim, that tell us that b'shas achila or b'shas bliyim, one is mekabel tume, and the begodim are also mekabel tume. Now, uba'oif mishto ikro. This pasuk is speaking about a nivlas oif toy. The sanye we learned about Raisa, yochel te nivlas beheime mitame abeis abliyim. The Gemara, it's a Gemara, and neither that man base him at base. Yochel tae niblas behema tmeye behema mitama base abliya. And what would be the case that you need a base abliya? Ki goin, tochav loicha veiroi be base bliyosai. Someone stuck into his base abliya. Vuhu loi nogabo. He didn't touch it. Let us see the Shidmakabet says. Shaloi nitma b'mago, that means even though now that it's touching the base of Bliya. So now there's a maga. The maga base of Storim, loy metamo. A maga base of Storim is not metamo. Ubetumis masa name einei tome. Shloizos mishom at shabolo. It seems it went down, so it's not called that there was, that he was noisei as a nevela. So the Gemara in Nida Esther Kasha, maybe this pasuk is speaking about a behemish in this nablo. And why do I need this special tume of beis ablia typically al tmaga or masa? So the Gemara says no, it could be speaking about a tochav lechavei bebeis bliyosai. A maga beis astorim is not a, but never teres maga, and there's no tume masa also because it wasn't moved. Aber loima, lo yoichal le tomo bo, bo mashme miyute, mi she ein lo tume ela achiloso. Something that the only oifen you mekabel tume is only through achile, kiddich siv, lo yoichal, that's the posig, lo nivele lo yoichal, letama bo, something that is only metame through achile, not through any other oifen, uchsiv bo, kloima bez bo, kloima bezu, v'loi ba acheres. That after this one, that's only mekabel tuma yedei achile, so by this one there's a tume bebeis abli, and not by another one. Yotzos nivlas beheime shemetame bemaga. A nevela has other oifanim that it's metame. Kedersiv vanegei benivlosa. Hilkach al kochoch bo'oif mishtoi. As it says, min nevela trefa lo yoichal, so we're speaking about an achilas nevela, so that's that only Achilles Avela is Metame. So Memele, this is speaking about an oif that only has Tume Ayyadei Bliyosa. It's not speaking about a Beheme, because by a Beheme, there's other oifanim, it's Metame Bemagosa. Yochel, Nivlas Ha'oif, Tetame Minakos of Mahaikro. Einach anami, nivlas oif will be metame mahaikro, v'nivlas beheime, mikal v'cheime. Ma ha'oif she'enei metame b'maga b'mase, metame b'beis abliyem, beheime she'metame, tamuloyma bo ata metame b'beis abliyem, yata metame b'nivlas beheime b'beis abliyem. Now, the Rishash is Moira, really Toysus, and neither that Membeis and Membeis is also Moira, this is a Shvera Rashi. Rashi used this miut of Bo two times. It's one Bo. First Rashi says that how do I know that this Pasuk is only speaking about Nivlas Oif, because it says, Nevela lo yoichel letamo. We're speaking about something that's only mekabel tuma yedei achile. And now Rashi says there's a mir bo. It means after this is mekabel tuma bebeis abli. So if you have a miut, so now Rashi says, look, the pasuk is talking about oif, because the pasuk is only speaking about something that is only mekabel to me, they said, leave. But let's make a kal v'chaymer. So Rashi Vaistach is, even though you have a miut, and you know that the pasuk is only speaking about nivlas oif, so you still have a minute to make a kal v'chaymer. So you need it, so tavos, with another bo, you have one bo, and you're making two miutim. Taisvis in Nidin, the Rashash wants to say, but here also, the first limba doesn't have to work with Abo. The Pasik is speaking about something that only has Tuma Yedei Achila, because that's what the Pasuk is speaking about. It says, Minevelo trefel lo yoichel letamo. That means we're speaking about something that it's mekabel tume, such an nevela that's mekabel tume through achila, and not through something else. So the Pasuk is speaking about oif. That's true, the Pasuk is speaking about oif. Because only oif is mekabel tume de achila nalog al yidei magen. But then it'd be, I mean, fine, the Pasuk is speaking about oif, I can make a kavochema, a badi givis behema. That's why I need the miyut of bo. But Rashi is shver. Rashi uses the myth of bo to prove that it's speaking about oif, and then still I can make a kal v'chema. So nochamal bo. Fine. Al koponim, Rashi brought down the makor that a nivlas oif toir is metame bebeis abliyah. And the behema, Nivlus Behemah is not mitame b'achila, it's only mitame b'maga b'masa. Correct, Rashi v'im kain. Lama nema v'ha oichel min nivlosa. When it is the parasha that speaks about tumas nevelas behemah, it says v'ha oichel min nivlosa. No, I just said that Nivlus Behemah is not mitame b'achila. So Rashi says, "Liten shir l'negeya u'l'noisei kishir achila d'ayno kizayit." So that voichel is coming to tell something else. Not you mekabel tume through achila. I have a mit. You only mekabel tume through magemase. But the kabbalas tume for magemase is on something that is a shir achila. That it means there has to be a kizayit. So that voichel is coming to tell us that the Magamasa was something that had a shirkiz eyes. Kula milsam aparashosam, the ain la tume le nivlas aiftoir elazubavad. Viyamrit. So now, the Gemara asked Akashe, Avchilta asked Akashe, and the Iri, if you would say, Nishbera mafrekes veroi bosar ima, treife ba'alma habe, if we'll say it's a treife, it's not a v'loine ve'ilem. V'malike sakin, kiven the lav malike hi, since it doesn't have a teres malike to be matter, habe lei, this is the metzis kisheve mafrakte. Good, so it's just like he broke the mafrake. Uch shemagir, so became a treife. Shemagir le simonem v'choitchem besakin, so now we're shechting a treife. V'kaim alon ba'il ba'aretik, treife, she'shochta eina mitama. A treife that was geshochten is not mitama. Fine. So memele, so that was Rav Chizda's raya to Zeiri, and it's a kashan Zeiri. Since it's when this Mishnah is muchach, that it's mitama to misnevele, even though he made Malika with a sakin, which Lamaise is a kosher shchita, is a raya to your yisayt, that after the shviras amafrekes, and psikas chayva boso, that became an avela. Fact Rashi, va'af al gav, v'shel mekdoshim amrinem hosam demetamo. Rashi said, einach anami, Shchitas treife is teuer, but the Gemara says by kochim, shchitas treife is also tomei. So what's the kasha? So it could be, it's from that mishnah I can learn it's a treife. And shchitas shetaka help, but by shchitas treife be mekdoshim, it's not metaire. So what's your kasha on Ziri? That's why the Ziri had to be mechadish. That know that the shviras amafrekes im roi vabosor is an avela. V'hai oif, let's go back to Rashi's kasha. V'hav agav the vishal mokdoshim amrin en hosom de metame, even the shchitas treif is metame. V'hai oif, nami de kotshimi. So Rashi says, ahimi de rabboni, that's a tumme de rabbono, no behemah, by a behemah, it says that. Even though shchitas treife is teuer, by kochem it's tomim mid rabbonim.
Aber Thomas beis ablie da oift mit der Reise hier, this Mishnah says, as metame begodem a beis ablie, this not a Thomas der Rabbana, this is a Thomas der Reise. Lechla, then the Shrita would sicher help that it shouldn't have the Thomas of a beis ablie. Da hossam amrin, the Thomas der Rabbana baumu. So my mele, so Rav Chisde is asking Akasha and Ziri, it's a Mishnah. This thing teure that you are machadish, viras am afrekes im roiv boso, is a nevele, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly, a person was molach besakim, even though later he was goyma with a shchite, it's metame, begotten me beis abli, so if you would be wrong, it would be a treife, so then the sakim should be met, the shchite sa sakim, when he cuts the simonim, should be metaire. Since it is not metired, so you see close that you saw that it's an availer. So the Gemara answers, Omri, I'll tell you, there's no raya to Ziri. There's no raya to Ziri. It could be your hold that Shvira Samafrek is a Mrei Bosser is a treife. Ah, you're asking a kasha if it's a treife, so why is it metame bebeis abliya? There's a shchite afterwards. And let the shchite be metayeret. And why does it say it's metame bebeis abliya? Omri, so I'll answer you, hosom ishum de lav shchite iklal. When you're going further down, after you were moilik the mafrekes, and you go further down, so that is, and you cut the simonim, the lav shchite klal. This is not a shchite. I time it. Rav Huna Oma, mibnei shehu machlit. When he is cutting the simonim, this is chalode. We'll see Rashi and Tosis why it's chalode. Rav Oma, mibnei shehu doyes. Rav says, another reason why it's not a shchite. Because when he cuts the simonim, he's not moilech or maybe, he's doyres, he presses down with the sakin on the simonim. So memele, so that's why it's tome. Not because it became an nevele b'shas malikas hamafrekes. It became a treife. No, you know why it's tome? Because you'd made a posel of shchita afterwards. Either you made chalada or you were doyres. Man the yomar mibneishu machlid my time the yom mibneishu doyres kosova moilech umevi bimlike kosha. He holds that we had a machlikus in this, so he holds moilech umevi bimlike kosha. So memele, so he said the it says that he made malike besakin, that means dumya the malike b'tzipayra. Now, since you can make malika melecha maybe, so it could be he made the with the malika besak and also melecha maybe. So melech, so he wasn't doyres the simonim. He was melecha maybe al gabi a simonim. So that's why he had to say that the reason the shchita wasn't metayel was because it was chalode. Uman di yomal. Mimneishu hu doyres, my time eloi oma mimneishu hu machlit, oma loch chalode hechidomi, kechuda hadoro beikre batem, chalode is like a chude who hides in the holes of a house, the obscure places in the house, the machasye, abohoche ho megalye. Now, let us see Rashi to understand the Gemara. So the Gemara asked, let's see Rashi, the Tahani lo sakin, shemoylik asimin besakin, if he's going further down, he made a malika with a sakin, so when he passes, if you would say that shviras hamafrekes, דזה טרייפה, דסטעני לא סאקן, כשמילה כסימן בסאקן לתר מדי נבילה. פיין. וממילה, איזה הראיה, זה הראיה לדוואט, את שפירס המפרקס, איזה נבילה. That's why it doesn't help to shrit. Fragt Rashi. Fragt Rashi, wie kashe loiswei mi masnissen. You ask the kashe an ziri, you ask the kashe an ziri that your halloche, that it's an avela after shmiras amafrekes, you ask the kashe from a mishne. The mishne says it's metame, Now, if it's a treife, the shrite should help. But Rashi, so why did he have to ask from this paraisa, let him ask from a mishneh? Our mishneh. V'i kashe, lois vei mi mas nisen, our mishneh says that it's an avela. Diktoni b'mas nisen, ha-shoichet min ha-oireh, shritosoi psulo. If one checks minoyim shchitos the psula time and mishim shviras a mafrekesi, so why is the shchita psula? It says an amish the shchitos a psula. So that what Rav Chisda asked, we see from this din molak pesakim etam begodim bebeisam li, we see shchitos a psula. So it says an amish ne. Ikalameima, so Rashi says, the treifi v'loine vela. That what our Mishnah says, as sheiche min ha'oirev shchitos ha'psula is not necessarily speaking about tumah. It is speaking about in order to be able to eat from the, in order to be able to eat after the shchita. So it says, no, shchitos ha'psula, because you know why it's possible, because by shechting the map, shechting the neirev, so he severs the mafreke, so became a treife. That is why shchitos epsula. Shchitos epsula does not necessarily mean that it's tummy to misnevela. It means you're not allowed to eat it. So that's why the Rav Chisda asked, from here it says that it's takim metame. So here it's muchak that it's a nevela, not a treife. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered, no. The Gemara answered that there's no raya from this Mishnah to Ziri. Because could be takesh, firas, amafrekes, is a treife. Ah, you ask the kasha, but it's a treife. So why doesn't the shchitas, a simonim, why aren't they metaya? So Amar Avune, mivnei shehu machlet. La'acha, shen nisparku, Pirkei ha'etzer. After he cut through the shedre, ninat ha'sakin tachas ha'etzer, now the sakin that's cutting further is now tachas ha'etzer, lefi she'ein ha'etzer mispashik lekan ulekan, כדרך שער בייס השחית כשחית חנאיסוי, אלוהים את במקוימוי, וכשחיתך הסכן, תחס העצם, הביא לו חלודה. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, oh, חלודה, לחיירה means, we'll see that one has to be able to see, let us say, the sakin. If the sakin is obscure, b'shas shchita, so that's a possible shchita. That means, let's say, one example, then we'll see more examples. For example, if a person will normally, the seida shchita is, the behemah is lying on its back, and you take a sakin, and you start cutting the tzavo. Now, when you cut the tzavo, we had before in the beginning of the sechta, the base hashchita malva. As you cut it, so it separates. So the sakin, when it reaches the base hashchita, everything is begola. You can see what he's doing. Nothing's behind closed walls. Forget everything is megula. That is a kosher hashchita. That's how hashchita has to be. Let's say a bad marshal,
they will come to us with you. Let's say a person goes and steps a behemoth from underneath the oil of the tzavo, he sticks it in underneath, and then he's cutting the simonim. He's doing the same, he's cutting the simonim. But this is not, this is obscure, this is, you don't see what he's doing. You don't see the shchitas ha-simonim, you don't see the sakim. So memeil, that's a psul of chalode. Chalode means, chalode is a chulde, just like a chulde hides and is not seen. So memeil, if the sakin is not seen with shas shchita, that's a psul of chalode. So the Gemara had asked Akasha, why isn't the shchita metayer? So the Gemara said, I'm going to get out. I got news for you. If he's cutting from, the mul ha'oid, if he's cutting from the back of the neck of the oid, and he's going down, and he cuts the mafrekes. Now, when he cuts the mafrekes, he goes further down. When he goes further down, the atzomes of the mafrekes, that means now it's cut, they don't separate after he cuts them. After he cuts them, they're still close together as much as possible. That means they don't separate. The atzomes of the mafrekes do not separate after they cut. They were together, they're still together. Now they're cut. So now this person who is going further down, now he's going to shecht the simonim. He started from the mul ha'irev, he cut the mafrekes. Now he's going down to shecht the simonim. So it's he can't observe what he's doing, because the mafrekes is blocking what he's doing underneath the mafrekes. The simonim underneath the mafrekes. So the mafrekes is blocking what he's doing. That's what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said, you ask the kashen, if you won't say like Zeiri, and you'll say that Shviras HaMafrekes makes it only treze, so why is it mitame beveis habliye, let the shchitas asimonim be mitaye? So Rav Huna says, I got news for you, this shchitas asimonim is apostle shchita, because it's being geshochten underneath the mafrekes, and the mafrekes does not separate to give you a complete, the mafrekes is not like the base of shchita that's mounted, and you can see what's happening. The mafrekes, after you cut the mafrekes, it's still close together. So therefore the shchita is the apostle of shchita, it's machlet. That's what Rashi says. It's not in view. That was Rav Huna's mahalach. Rav said another reason why it's a posel shchita. Ibnei shu doiris mamish v'meilach maybe k'damorin lael koytitz v'yoyrit v'zui mitzvosa. That means the seder of malika is that the pressure of either the tzipayrin, or here we're talking, he made a malika besakin, that he chops down. He's not meilech maybe. So meilech, when he comes to the simonim, he's making a maisa malika besakin, dumye the malika the tzipayrin, that's a molak besakin. So he's dairis on the simonim. So that's not a shchita, it's a posel shchita. So it could be that it's a treife, and the reason the shchita is not metaya, because it's a posel shchita. Now, so let us go back to the Gemara. So that's Rav Huna Haim Abnei Shu Machlit, Rav Om Abnei Shu Davis. Man, let's go back to the Loshna Gemara. Man, Dom Abnei Shu Machlit, my time will be over the Abnei Shu Davis. Why didn't he want to say the psul of Davis? Hasava meilech umeivi b'mlika kasha. So let's see what Rashi says. Meilech umeivi b'mlika kasha. That means you could make malika also through meilech umeivi. Vahi the molak besakin, stomach toni. It said he made malika besakin, which means he made malika besakin just like one normally makes malika b'tzipoich. So memele loishna koytet v'yoyret v'loishna meilech maybe. He didn't say how he made the malika. So that means if malika that is meilech maybe is also good, so could be speaking about he made a malika meilech maybe with a stakim. So now can't show you the benefits of treife.
If it is a treife, so why? If it is a treife, so why? If it is a treife, so why doesn't the shchita matayah? So you can't say because he was dairis, because it doesn't specify he was dairis. He did with a sakin, what you do with a tzeperin. With a tzeperin you could make chaytech, could be meilech maybe also. So that's why he said the only reason why it's apostle shchita is because als chalode. Not als dairis, because it's not necessarily speaking that he was dairis. Let's go back to the Gemara. Uman the Oma Bimneshu Deiris, my time loy Oma Bimneshu Machlid. Why didn't he say this reason that it's apostle Shrita because it's Chalode? Omalach Chalode Hechidomi Kechude Hadoro Beikre Batim. The translation of Chalode is similar to a Chude that is obscure. The mechasye that is not visible at all, hoche homegalye. Here it is megula. It's not chalode. It's megula. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi beikre abatim krut falazi. This means in holes and crevices. Homegalye. The af al pi she'ein ha'etzem mispashit kol kach. The galley space hashchita. Miu hasakin nire umigule kos man chatichos. So this is a moira de Karashi, and the Tiferes Yaakov, the Beis Halevi, say pshat in this Rashi as follows, and this will possible for emfer teis viskashe. Rashi just said here a mouthful. Rashi said, Chalode, the psul of Chalode is that b'shas shchite, we do not see the maise shchite. So now we hear for amachlikis amayroim, what do we have to see b'shas the shchite? What is necessary to see? Now, by every shchite, there are two things. There's a sakin, that's cutting. And there is the simonim that are being cut. What is the psul chalode? We said a moshul of chalode, which is a chalode libe de kul alme. Let's say a person took a sakin and stuck it in, not what it wasn't chaytech by the tzava, he stuck it in lemailam and itzava and he cut the simonim. So that's an emes a chalode. You don't see the sakin, you don't see the chetichah simonim. That's the ideal chalode, which is possible. Zot the Gemara da, that Rabbi said, the whole psul of chalode is, you don't see the sakin. You don't see the sakin. That's the problem. He says, over here, when you cut the matrekes, that's true, the matrekes does not separate. You don't have a complete view of the simonim when they're being nechtach. But if you look in the crack of the, that the sakin severed the mafrekes, so you just look in, you're gonna see the sakin. Maybe you won't see this, you'll see the top of the sakin or kaponim that shechting. The sakin is not completely obscure. You can see a sakin. Maybe you don't see the sides of the sakin, but the top of the sakin, you can see the sakin is going further. So you see sakin, that's not chalode. That was the svara of Rav. Rav Huna, Rashi said, what did Rav Huna hold? It's not sufficient to see the sakin. You have to see the simonim nechtochim. And that you don't have a bird's eye view to see the simonim nechtochim. You look down the severed Mafrekes, that whatever is being done is being blocked by the gav of the sakin. You'll see sakin. You won't see the simonim. If the mafrekes would separate itself, so then you have a view. Like when you shech,
when you shecht from the tzavos, or you shecht, and all of a sudden, the Beis HaShchita is malvach, you have a view of everything, you see the simonim, kasher hein nechtochen. That's called shchita. That's called megula. But if the simonim kasher nechtochu, that you don't see, you just see a sakin moving back and forth, that's not called a kosher shchita. That is what Rav Huna held. And Rav held, no, that's not the type. Chalode means you don't see anything. As long as you can see a sakin, that's called enough. Now let us again see this in Rashi. Rashi says this mayrdik. Hamigalye. So Rav said over here, it's megule. The afal pi. Here Rashi says, Rochel bitraktane. Dafer pishayne et mispashit kol kach legaloi beis hashchita. You're right, Ake. The etzim does not separate to give you a full view of the beis hashchita to see the simonim kasher heim nechtochim. But you don't see. Opo miu asakin niri. You can see the sakin. You just look by the crack of the mafrekis. You'll see a sakin. Umegula calls machitos. You can watch the sakin. That's not called chalot. Now let us see Taisvis. Mipnei shehu machlet. So Rav Huna said the reason why it's a puzzle shchite could be taken a treife. Shviras amafrekes im rei boser is a treife. Aye. Why doesn't the Shrita help? Because Machle Pesh Pekuntres La'acher Shenifriku Pirkei Ha'etzem Pirkei Ha'etzem Ninas Asakin Tachas Ha'etzem Lefishein Etzem Mispashid L'kan U'l'kan K'derech Shar Beis HaShrita K'shechoit Chinoisei El'oimet B'mkoimei. That means it stays, the Mafrekes is still stiff, ושחוית החסקים תחס עצמה מחלות. ולפירושו אלי עירי בסקן רחובו. זה כבר תאיסוס, so Abizai it is speaking about that it's not a sakin rechobo. Now from the base of Levi it would seem a sakin rechobo means as follows. Sakin arucha means the length of the sakin. A sakin rechova means the goiva of the sakin. That's called rechova. That's the oirech and the roichem. So a teisus gefregt akashe, a teisus gefregt akashe azoi. I told you over the Beis HaLevi, but let's go before the Beis HaLevi. So teisus had akashe like this. Rav Huna said, it's chalode. And Rava said, no, Rava said, here you see the sakin. So Taisus understood, why don't you see why does Rav Huna hold you don't see the sakin? Because it's underneath the etzem. The etzem was cut already, it's underneath the etzem. So Mamele, you don't see it so good. The Beis HaLevi said, if you'll stand over the crack, you can see it. Fine. Okay, but let's forget about that. Rav Huna said you can't see it so good. Fine. So Taisus, but what'll be if you have a wide socket? Wide in the roichet, not in the length, in the wide. A wide socket. So you could have the socket that you're cutting the mafrekes. It's still sticking, it's on top of the mafrekes, over a big wide socket. You go down, you still see the socket. You see the socket shechting the simonim. So what's the svore? What is the svore of Rav Huna? Why is it called chalode? No, by a thin sakin, I'll buy it. A thin sakin, so it went down underneath the maprekes. You can't see the sakin anymore. That's a thin sakin. But by a sakin rochov, it's sticking over the maprekes. So why is it chalode? So you have to make an akimte that our Gemara is speaking about. Not by a sakin rochel.
The Beis Halevi says, not Tosfos, as some of the saying, you have to say like that. Now Tosfos asking Amoy Likakasha, it can't be spit, that's not Emes. Because since the just like the Gemara said, that you can't say it's possible al Zdoiris because he holds Melech Umevi Bimlika Kosha. So that means Molak Besakim means he did, it's speaking about all cases. It's speaking about a case that it was Melech Umevi also. And that's why he couldn't say this Apsul of Doiris. So if it's speaking about all cases, it also has to be speaking about very small sakinim. It's speaking about sakinim. It has to be speaking about different types of sakinim, all types of sakinim also. So the Mela Tesis is really asking a kasha, that's what the Mela Tesis is really asking a kasha on Rashi. I mean, Rav Huna holds it's called chalot because underneath the mafrekes is covering the sakin. You can't see the sakin. Frektos is what if you have a sakin rochov so you can see the sakin. It's over the mafrekes. So that's a kashan Rashi. Zuk the Beis Halevi, but this Rashi really said the teres. That what Rav Huna holds is chalot. It's not sufficient. You see the sakin. Zicha, I'm the sakin is over the mafrakis. You have to see the samonim hanechtochim. That's the svar of Rav Huna. The samonim you can't see because the sakin is blocking everything. The sakin is if I can just see the sakin and the mafrakis. The samonim hanechtochim you can't see. Al kaponim. There's no such thing. You have to see the samonim and nechtochim. You have to see the sakim. What's the problem? You can see the sakim. The nire the choshev chalode lefishe shoychet asimonim mimato lemalo bafilo besakim rechov. Period. Now. Taisva says the psul chalode Beis Halevi is mevayer this Taisus, and it comes out more of the kechedusha. Normally, when a yeshechta behemah, the normal procedure is the behemah lies on its back, and the tzavor is in front of the sheichet, and he shechts from the tzavor, and he cuts the simonim, Now, when he starts cutting the simonim, from the side that is towards the tzavor. I mean, that's what he meets first. That's what he cuts. That is how the simonim have to be cut. It's from the side of the tzavor down till you cut the whole simon. Now, when a person starts cutting from the oiref of the behemah, from the back of the behemah, forget about the mafrekas and all these problems, you can see the knife. The simonim are being cut. When you're cutting the simonim, you're cutting mimato lemailo. Because normally a behemah lies on its back, so it's lemailo lemato. When you're cutting from the oiref, the mul oiref, it's mimato lemailo. That's the psul of chalode. The simonim have to start being cut from the front side and not from the back side. That is the psul chalode. Is kan shayel aben, beautiful. But where does that lie in chalode? Chalode means it has to be, it's, you don't see it, you don't see the sacking, what does this have to chalode? So the Beis Halevi brings down the Ritva. The Ritva says, because normally, the way you cut, if you cut the simonim mimata lamalo, how do you get me, but you have to do it, tere chalode. The main, normally, how does one cut the simonim, not from the lamaila mimata, because usually he has to stick the sakin in order to cut the simonim mimata lamaila. That's the psul chalode. Taisus told us this, and the psul of chalode is not because I don't see the sakin. The psul of chalode is, you have a simen, it has to be cut lemaila lemata this way, and not lemata lemaila. That's what I said. That's a psul of chalode. שעשו המורד הכבוד עם רבי ינקב נמס ליקב, we learned the Gemara and that Yutessa Medveitz, and let us just refresh our memory. We heard the Bnei Rabchiye said a Psachidish in Malika. They said, Malika, you have to be Marzer Simone La'achayre Ha'oire. So that means that if the Oiref is at the top of the behemoth, the neck of the behemoth, the Mulk Neged Oiref, so the normal understanding of Malika is you cut with the Mafrekes, and then you cut the Simonim. That's the normal. And that's a big Chiddush. It's a Treife after you cut the Mafrekes Al Kaponim. So the Bnei Rabchi said, no, there's no chidushim in Malika. You know, when you make Malika, you know what you do? You take the Samonim, you put them over the Oiref, over the Mafrekes, you manipulate over the Mafrekes, and then you cut the Samonim. That's how you make Malika. That's the proper way you make Malika. That was one Mahalach in the Bnei Rabchi that Marzir Davke. That's how you make Malika. That's the only way you make Malika. You take the Simonim over the Mafrekes, you manipulate them, and then you cut So, the Gemara asks Akasha, the Mishnah says, Ashoichet min oirev shchitose psula. Hamoilik min oirev mlikose ksheira. So the Gemara says, if Malika is only that you're marzer the Simonim over the oirev, So by Sheikhet it's also good. If you master some of the whole problem of Malika is that you first cut to the Mafrekes and then you come to the Treife. But if you tell me every Malika has to be done, then you master the Simonim over the Oirif. So the Mishnah Shver, the Mishnah says, so the Rishayim ask Akasha, the Gemara ask very able, Mistavre Kemanda Omar Af Marzi. You can't say Dafke Marzi because the Mishnah is Shver. Not Mistavre, this is a bomb of a kasher. The Mishnah says a Sheikhet Posel and a Moilik is kosher. If it's speaking about it, is Marzer the Simonim La Choyre Ha'oyrev, so Sheikhet is also kosher. That's the Rishayim Zakash. Zit Rabbi Yankev. Let's clear a shaila for 1 minute. The Bnei Rav Chiya. The Bnei Rav Chiya said, like this, we look at Malika. Malika is a tremendous chiddush. You first make the mafrekes and it's a treve. No. Don't, Malika is not such a big chiddush. Your marzer, the simonim, lachere, oirev. It's so you don't break the mafrekes. And that's how you make Malika. Fine. They didn't want to say that Malika is a new chiddush akra. You take this a moment. Frekt Rabbi Yankev was like, now what'll be the deal? We just learned at Tosfos that the psul of chalode is that if you shecht mimato lemailo, that's a psul. Now, The Bnei Rabchiya were very firm. They said, don't make chedushim by Malika. You know, you marzer the simonim achayre yoyre. Fine. You don't. Like Rabbi Yankev, but now after you marzer the simonim, what do you do? Do you leave it in the same direction the way it is and you make Malika mimato lemailo? Or do you turn over, you bring up the simonim over the Yairif, and you turn over the simonim that should be lamayla lamata. What do you do? According to the Bnei Rabchiya, what do you do? So he says, it's a good shaila. There's a mokim to say, what was only bothering the Bnei Rabchiya was, you don't break the mafrekes before, because you're making it a treifa. That's not pshat in Malika. But to say that you have to turn over the simonim to make sure it shouldn't be chalode, and shuldik, it could be dairis also with Malika. So there's no hilchas shechita by Malika. They know there's no hilchah shechita. You can be dairus also. So you can make chalada also. Chalada didn't bother them. Hilchah shechita didn't bother them. Hilchah streifas bothered them. If it's a treifas. So if you will say for 1 minute that the Bnei Rav Chiya held all you have to do is make sure it shouldn't be a treifa. But when you lift up the simonim over the mafrekes, you go mimato lemailo. So then nothing is schwer from the Mishnah. Because he made mimato lemailo, it's posel as chalode. Because my malika lemata lemal is also good. Chalod is also good. There's no hilchah shechita by malika. Just like doiris is good, so chalod is also good. So there's no kasha on the Bnei Rav Chiya. Or maybe not. Maybe, according to the Bnei Rav Chiya, you have to have all hilchah shechita. Chalod is possible by malika. Oh, if chalod is possible by malika, so then hamoylik min oirav malikosik sheiro means that he lifted up the simen over the yoyrev and he turned over the simen. So then we have a kasha, so a sheichet should also be kosher. So the shaila was, what's the oimek kavonis of the Bnei Rav Chiya? You can't ask a kasha on the Bnei Rav Chiya from the Mishnah. I don't know. Mistavre that it's schwer from the Mishnah. But it's not mukach that it's schwer from the Mishnah. I could very well learn that hamoylik, I can learn hamoylik is kosher even though it's mimato lemailo. And I can learn that, and therefore sheichet is possible. But it's not mukach. I can learn the other way also. I can learn that hamoylik is kosher when you make it lemailo lemato. So then a sheikhet should be kosher also. Then we have a kash on the Bnei Rav Chiya. Let us finish the Tosfos. Bezvochem perikhato sa'oif perish pekuntres the machlid, why is it machlid? Lefishen noyetz roishe shol sakin vishum sheni roitze lachtech roibosa koidem asimonim. Kam yev shloim ikem de kol le mach da fo gad sal kaday te shchoit ech reib bas. Tais says, well, for Yemis it's called machlik because we'll see that he really doesn't cut from the top because it's speaking about you're not choit ech reib bas. So then you have to stick it in mamish over the mafrekes. But Agamal was learning that you did cut reib bas. Fine. Zok de gemara weiter. Omarove, ikosheli, hokosheli. So Mamele, before we hear the Gemara asked Akasha and Ziri, what's your chiddush? It's an often a tanine, molak pesake metame, begodim abeis ablie. So you see clearly that it's a nevela, or else shchita would help. So the Gemara said, that's not Akasha and Ziri, I could learn different pshat that it is a treife, and but Shchita doesn't help it, Apostle Shchita, als Teures, or Machlet. Omar Rove, I kasha li, ho kasha li. I have a different kasha. I have a kasha on Ziri, that I have a bomb of a kasha. According to Ziri, Ziri said, I'm going to Kiddush, that when you're Shoiva the Mafrekes with Roy Boso, Roy Boso, we said, that means that like this, if the Boso is supporting the Mafrekes, and even after the Shvir, it's still holding it together like a cast. So it's a Pelosir is also made, it's not an available. But if you cut Roy Boso around the Mafrekes, the male doesn't have support from the Boso, and the Mafrekes was severed, so it's an available. It's dead. That's what Ziri said. Frek, Rove, Amoyredike Kashe. So if you're telling me that it's dead, so he says he doesn't understand how does this Malika work? You're telling me you make Malika, you break the Mafrekes, and then you cut the Simonim, Shemu Shamayim. You're cutting the Simonim of a dead pain, but what kind of Malika is this? Rove asked, Malika by a knife is equivalent to Shchita bei dem Behemen. Fein? Ihr könnt es am anderen, wo du das sie beiden, fein, gut, wie können wir, hallo, das ist gut, das ist, this is the Schritte of an Eif. But according to Zeiri, Zeiri opened up our eyes and told us, you know, the minute the Matrekes is broken with the Reibos, it's a dead behemoth. So what are you doing further? I'm shechting the Simonim. I'm shechting the Shema Shemaim. It's a dead behemoth already. What do you have to shech the Simonim? That was Omar Rove. E Koshali, but the first Kosh is not Kefel. He said a Teretz. We said a Teretz. Obi Koshali, Ha Koshali. V'chimesa, after the oif dies, oimedu moilik, now you make malik, I don't understand. According to Ziri, it's a dead behema after the mafrekes was nishba. So you make malik, let us see Rashi. Yikoshe, bohomil, see, this is, I thought you were shverkeit in Ziri. Hokoshel, kiven da amret nevele, you said, Ziri said, amret de kechidish. That after the Shvira Sajmitana Vela, Alma Mesi, is ha, the Omar Rachmon and Melika Ksheire Bekotchim, Ubain and Chaticha Simonim Kidlekam, and Melika, you have to be Melik the Simonim. Vechila Acha, Shehike Mesa, Bishvira Sajm, Vereibosa, Lama Mama Oime the Melik Shuva Simonim, so what is now is he being Melik the Simonim? I amrit vishloimen, not like Ziri. You say treife ba'al mahavoy, it's a treife. I nish v'rabaloy malik, if you say when the mafrekes is broken. So it's a treife. Avul chiyusam iye izba, mishimochi ava malikas simonim malikim. So my male, then I understand, so the baim is still alive. I wouldn't take out a life insurance policy on this, the oif is still alive. I wouldn't take out a life insurance policy on this oif because it's a treif already, but I'll compone him. It's still alive, so there's a concept of now, of malikas asimonim, that she's going to die now. That's good, if you don't say like Ziri. Have a malikas asimonim, malik. Ah, if it is a treif, So how do you make a malika? How are the kahanim allowed to eat from it? But treifa leka lemeimet, she said, derech hachshere. That's exeris hakosuf. The Torah said, this is how you shech the simonim derech hamafrekes. Dim leisho, v'inicho lacha shosu b'maisa, ain't can't help us. That means if he went through, that's the chiddush ha-Torah. The chiddush ha-Torah is, you cut the simonim through the mafrekes, and if you don't stop 10 minutes, so memela, so that's called derech shchitosa. It doesn't become treife. Nechimba kol ha-sheichtim. Every shchit, you also have the same problem. Mishenike va-veshet, yesh kan maise treife. That means, when you start shechting the veshets, he made a hole in it, it's treife already. So how can you shech? Chigoma shchitosa, miskashre, fakert. But if you would stop over there with the neck, it's not a treife. But if you continue, Abaim Loishoshir Shia, Vigamishkitos Miskashim Loishoshir Shia. So Memele, so that, if you say it's a treife, it's not, as I understand Malika very well. But the treife is a treife, the Torah said, but it doesn't become treife if you go straight from the Oirev to the Mafreke to the Simonim, that's the same the Shritose. But Elol is Iri. The choshiv lo meisam, mahu oimedu moilek. So then, Rav asked the kashi, so what's the soul union of Malika? The behem is dead already. So why is there, so what kind of Malika is there?